88.5 UFM. Maru. The new sound of Lagos.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You're still tuned in. You're locked on to 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. It's exactly a quarter past four. That's 4:15 in the city of Los Kitty this beautiful Thursday, 11th day in February 2021. My name is The West Side, The Best Side.
And I am TJ the Creative.
It's the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show, and it's time for your money and you.
What's up?
Yes, indeed. All right, we have our in-house expert in the building, as is usual, Tito, Eniola Tito. He's a media entrepreneur, personal finance YouTuber. You should check out his YouTube page. It's amazing. He started his career in the capital market before moving on to human resources, and now he works in media as a photographer, editor, and YouTube content creator. I emphasize YouTube content creator because he's making money.
Lots of money. So anywhere you see Tito Abumere, Bilam. Okay? Bilam.
All right, let's just put it out there. I'll check him out on YouTube. It's Tito Abumere, that's TitoAbumere, on Instagram at Eniola Tito.
Yes,
all right, so TJ, what are we talking to Tito about this morning?
We're talking about secrets to successful investments.
Okay,
and Tito is the right man for this topic.
I hope so. we will find out.
If you think we're lying, like you said, check the YouTube channel, you know. So we're going to be talking about the rules one should follow to be successful at investing. Mm-hmm. How do you choose a company or stock to invest in? I mean, is it risky to put out your own stocks? Let's get into all of that. And if you want to join the conversation or you have any questions for Tito, you get to call in 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. You can also text us on WhatsApp at 0915-410-2885.
All right, please do your thing. It's a very interactive show. It's all about you, okay? So we want you to get those tips and hints to increase your financial strength. That's why we do your money and you. A little music, okay, Tito? And then when we come back, I will jump right in and get to the core of the secrets to successful investments. Tito, what's your take on Mr. Easy?
I love him. He's a great guy. And he knows how to pick his girlfriends.
That is a very strategic thing to say.
Very strategic.
I like that.
Yes.
All right, here's Mr. Easy and Burna Boy with Miss You Bad. We'll be right back. All righty now. Welcome back to Your Money and You on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. We have our in-house resource person in the building doing the best he can to give you those hints and tips on our topic today, which is secrets to successful investments. Tito Abumere, on standby for that. Tito, we have, as usual, our personal story of the week. Okay. So we're going to share that with you now.
All right. Hello, Your Money and You team. First of all, great show. I have been learning a whole lot since I tuned in for the first time in January. My problem is with investing. I have been investing and buying Nigerian stock for about 5 months now. And within that time, I have only made about 4% gain, whereas my peers have been boasting 10 to 25% returns on their investments. Now, I want to start buying shares in the American Stock Exchange and also sell all my Nigerian shares and practically start from scratch. So I need to know, are there any tips I can get to be successful this time? Also, how do I know which companies to invest my money in to get me the kind of steady returns? Kindly help this 28-year-old young Nigerian named Mark achieve his dream of making successful investments this year. Mark from Ajah.
Okay, yeah. Well, Mark seems to be... Well, the good news is that he's already started investing.
Mm.
I don't think he should liquidate or, you know, sell all his Nigerian stocks unless he wants to use it to invest in other things. But I don't think he can pace himself. He can do it small by small. And I'm also surprised that he only made like 4 or 5%, you know, in the stock markets. Because last year, 2020, the Nigerian stock market did really well. Was the best performing stock market in the world.
I think
generally, the stock market in Nigeria did around 50% returns. Overall, like I said, best stock market performance in the year. In the year 2020. So now he wants to sell his Nigerian stocks and he wants to
invest in
American stocks, like a lot of people have been doing. So I think his first question was, what are the rules that he should follow for successful investing? Well, he's already into it, but for those who are listening, who are novices and haven't started investing, I think the first rule is to educate yourself.
Mm.
Investing be it in stock markets, be it in real estate, be it in commodities, you need to know that it's a different world, and you need to know what's going on, so you need to educate yourself. Thank God there's the internet these days, so you can go on Google and, you know, search a few things or ask friends and family. I'm a big advocate of asking questions, asking around, you know. People will tell you their experiences, and you can gather information from here and there. So number one, educate yourself. Number two, understand what kind of investor you are. Lots of Nigerians, well, it's not just a Nigerian thing, it's all over the world. People want to, they want to see their money now.
Very true.
Very quick, now. You know, but they don't want to take the risk. They don't want to accept or take cognizance of the fact that if you quick money could also mean like easy come, easy go, essentially.
Okay.
There's a potential that money could go easily as well. So you need to understand, you know, your maturity level. Are you going to be mature and understand that it may take time for you to see decent returns? Or are you going to be mature and think that, you know, you put in 100K today and then by the end of the month it turns to 200K? You know, not, or any investment that can...
Okay, but I got a lot of WhatsApp messages of people telling me that would happen.
That will happen.
If I gave them my money.
I wanted to ask, did you answer them and send money?
Answer what?
Yeah, people need to be very careful. Yeah. Need to be very careful. And so I think it's down to taking risks and understanding what kind of investor you are. Comes down to, are you risk averse? Meaning that, are you the kind of person who doesn't like taking risks like me? I don't really like taking risks when it comes to my money. Or are you a risk taker? Are you the kind of YOLO, you only live once? Ah, if you click, you click. If you hammer big, mm-hmm. You know. So those kind of people, you know, they exist. And they win big, they lose big. You know, if they could lose lots of money and just dirt off their shoulder, they keep on moving. Whereas, exactly. Whereas there's some other investors like myself and probably you, TJ, that any small money like this you know. So yeah, so understand what kind of investor you are. That's number two. And then number three, save money. It's you invest from the money you save. Typically, in economics, investments or investing is a function of savings. So it's what you've saved that you now take out of to invest as well. So those are three tips from with regards rules to successful investing.
If you want to start investing.
Mm-hmm. Just a few more that I saw online that may be helpful to him will be consistent. Investing is something that you need to do consistently. It's like a boxing match. Very rarely will you just strike, you know, one blow and the guy goes down.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you need to be consistent with your punches and with your investing. There's that. Also, don't expect miracles. I think I kind of alluded to that with easy come, easy go. Don't expect miracles. Lots of people expect miracles. And I'm afraid that this the guy who wrote in might be in that category, expecting that if I move my money from the Nigerian Stock Exchange and I move it to the American, the New York Stock Exchange,
all of a sudden my profits will be high.
Exactly. It may not necessarily work like that. Depends on where you put your money and your strategy. Let me just talk about strategy now on a final note. Know your strategy and pick a strategy and stick to it. For example, with me this year, my strategy with stocks, investing in stocks, I have 10 companies in the U.S. Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, that I will be investing the same amount of money every month throughout 2021. So that's my strategy with regards to that. So it's kind of like on autopilot, so to speak. So that's my strategy. Everyone can have their own customized strategy. So yeah, know your strategy, pick your strategy, stick to it.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. Although, to be honest, I have tried stock, but I wasn't patient. It was a very long time ago. It was almost, a very, very long time ago. I think it was Dangote or something.
Oh,
I
can't remember. Back then, when they did that.
After like 7 months, about 8 months, I'll be 9 months.
You sold it?
Oh, Benny, that's it.
I'm glad you said it, because you know me too. Our patience level is almost the same thing. I cannot do it.
All right, so I know there are lots of stock options, like even in this letter, you know, and across different markets.
Sure.
All right, so when we come back, you know, talk to us about, you know, what kinds of stocks should one be looking at? For what kind of companies should one be looking out for? Because there are thousands and thousands of options, and you don't really know which one is going to be the one, or maybe you do. All right, mm-hmm. We'll find out. All right, TJ, let's do a little music.
Yes, we should.
When we come back, we'll continue with Your Money and You. DJ Consequence.
Touchdown Lagos, the drive time show on 88.5 UFM. The new sound of Lagos is on with Westy and TJ.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. We are currently on Your Money and You, and what we're talking about is the secrets, the very secrets to successful investments. Westy, are you ready to make some investments?
We'll see.
Oh, God.
I have made some tentative. Let me see how it goes. You know, and then we'll take it from there.
Oh, well.
Tito is joining me in a bit by bit.
I mean, you know, he started off with the Bitcoin thing last week.
Yeah, one week at a time.
It's good.
All right, so Tito, before the break, we said that we're going to talk about the types of stocks you can look at.
Yes.
You know, the kind of companies, since the options are so many and so vast.
Yeah.
What are the things we're supposed to look out for if, you know, you're a green, what do they call them? Green hand? When is your first time?
When is your first
out of water kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and how can one choose, like, a company, like, to invest in?
Well, okay, so there's the way that...
Sorry, greenhorn. That's the word.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's the way that the professionals say that people should pick stocks, which is by understanding the fundamentals of a company, by checking things like the stock price, its profitability, its debt. And there are formulas for calculating these things.
Ah.
Yeah.
I left mathematics. Don't bring me back.
So that's the thing. That's why the professionals recommend it. But lots of people don't follow the fundamentals of, you know, stocks. Rather, they go by what's called narrative investing, which is they look at investing through the eyes of somebody else's narrative. Like, we see it lots of times on social media. Oh, Tesla has gone up. Apple has gone up. This and that. So when people see, and usually most people hear these things from platforms or people that they consider to be authorities, that XYZ said that buy Tesla, or that Elon Musk is going to put Tesla on the moon or something like that.
That's me.
So then I'll be like, okay, and without really doing any research, they will just get on their app and buy Tesla stock. So that's what narrative investing, which, like I said, a lot of people are guilty of. I am as well, but because this is something that I do, I try and do a little bit more due diligence. So it also boils down to my investment strategy, my personal strategy, and my objectives. I'm a long-term investor. There are different types of investors. You have people called traders who on Monday they'll buy a stock for, let's say, 5 naira. Their own is shot as soon as that stock doubles and reaches 10 naira, out. So they just want to. So that all the things they are buying, as soon as it reaches this amount or as soon as it gets high enough for me, I'm out. I don't care about the company. I don't care if they're going to solve world hunger or, you know, a man on Mars. I just want to make money and bounce. Myself, then there are long-term investors, people like myself who are in it for the long haul. One company that I'm passionate about is Disney. Disney is going to be 100 years old in 2023, in 2 years' time. Mm. They've been around for a while. 2020 was tough for Disney because aside from all the cartoons that they produce and the content they produce, Disney makes a lot of its money through the cruise lines. They have these cruises that families go to. Disney World, which both have been shut. Well, they tried to reopen in 2020, but it wasn't working. They had to shut down. And those are major income streams for Disney. So the bulk of their money has been coming from the content they've been producing. Luckily, they have Disney Plus. Mm. You know, so Mulan came out in December. There are a few other cartoons and movies coming out. So that's been their lifeline. But why I'm mentioning them with regards long-term investing is because I'm in with Disney for the long term. I believe they're going to be around for a while. I'm in no rush. Even if the stock price goes down and my holdings with them goes down, I'm with Disney for like 20, 30 years. You know, so when I want to retire, I sell whatever I've been buying over the years, and I believe it will have appreciated. Mm-hmm. It have made gains. Mm. So yeah, understanding what kind of investor you are. But I've digressed. Let me.
Yeah. So
back.
How do we know which ones? You know, like you said, we can't all buy Disney.
Well, I mean, it's based on what's your preference or your taste, if you have a taste for it. But yeah, so coming back to, narrative investing.
Yes.
So there's the fundamentals, investing by the fundamentals, which is quantitative analysis or qualitative analysis. I won't get into it. Like, I can tell from TJ's eyes, he's already about to do
something. What do you, I get you.
Her eyes glazed over.
Like,
quantitative what?
I just thought about quantitative reasoning, like, first.
So those are the fundamentals. Those are the ways that professionals say you should go out, do your due diligence before you pick stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do your due diligence, Google it, find out what quantitative and qualitative analysis are.
All right, let's take this call right quick, Tito. Hello, good evening. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, good evening. What's your name? Oh, so sorry about that. Yes, you can be part of this conversation if you have any questions or observations from this conversation. The number to call?
0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885.
All right, Tito, I'll let you continue with your analysis.
Quantitative, and before I forget, Wesley, there's a way that you say, what's your name? It reminds me of how Trey Song says, oh, baby, what's your name?
Oh,
that's where your mind goes to.
Today's not the first time that happened previous week, but I just never told him. So he said it now. I said, let me tell him. So quantitative and qualitative analysis and narrative investing. So that's quantitative and qualitative are the ways that the professionals say you should pick your stocks. You know, you check these things online or in the financial reports of the companies to tell if this company is actually, if it's not hype, if it's legit. Because a company can be doing, the stock price be doing well, be seeing it all over social media, but they are heavily in debt. They are owing, you know, some serious money. So these are the things you need to go and like do, check behind the veil to find out. So that's how I will say there are lots of other ways that you can pick stocks. There's personal, picking stocks is like picking a career. There are lots of different careers, medicine, engineering, petroleum, health. There are several social media. Picking what stock you're going to invest in will depend largely on what you are passionate about, what you know, what you are willing to learn about. Like myself, I'm into media, so investing in stuff like Disney is something that's up my lane. Investing in tech, something that's up my lane. People who may be in the health sector, they may...
One second, yes, who's there?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Linda.
Hi, hello, Linda.
I think this is Linda that I called last week.
Possibly.
Yes, so
a family member.
Linda, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Igondo.
Linda, do your thing. Ask your question.
Yeah, so I want to ask, how does one even go about buying stocks? Like, how do you even get to know when stocks are available for sale, you know?
Okay.
Like, I only knew about the traditional way of buying back then in Nigeria. Mm. But right now, I don't even know how to go about it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll answer that question.
All right, thanks, Linda, for calling in.
Thank you for calling, Linda. So it's very easy now because of technology. You can go on Google and Google stockbroking firms, asset management firms. I don't want to name their names. You can check me out on YouTube. So the things that I can't say here because nobody's paying us to say them, I say them on my YouTube channel. So just search for Tito Abumere on YouTube. Yeah. There are a couple of apps that, you know, you can download, Android and iPhone and Apple, where once you download them, you'll be able to you create your account, first of all. Then you fund your account, you put money into it, and then you can now pick whichever stock in whichever company you want to invest in. From retail, food and beverages, electronics, Apple, Google, any company you can think of that's publicly listed, you can get on these apps and buy stocks. So there's that way through the apps. You can also check online, and there are also Nigerian stockbrokers and asset managers. In case you want to, you're the kind of person that wants to go to somebody's office and do all these things, you can do that as well.
All right.
Okay. So, like, is it risky to pick out your own stocks, or should we just let the professionals pick the stock out?
How can I just give somebody? Okay, Tito, let me just give you my
just
money.
Just pick the one you think I should invest.
Let me shall be seeing something coming out. Let me be
quarterly or biannually. Well, for beginners, and this is how I started as well. I started with mutual funds, and with the way mutual funds work is that you go to an asset management firm or an investment firm that offers mutual funds. and you buy mutual. They have different kinds of mutual funds. There are mutual funds that invest in money market securities like treasury bills, commercial papers, government bonds. There are mutual funds that invest in the stock market as well. There are different types. So you identify which one you want to invest in. Now, once you invest in it, the professionals, the analysts in these firms, they will now use your money to invest for you. So you don't know where exactly your money is going. They know. They put your money in places that will generate returns for you. It's their job. And since it's their job, they're going to charge you, you know, per transaction and annually for the service that they're rendering to you. Okay. That's the downside of mutual funds. You know, there are fees attached. And but I mean, something's got to give. You know, you have to, you pay some one way or the other. So for beginners, I recommend mutual funds. I did mutual funds for a while before I started buying individual stocks.
All right, so TJ, mutual funds.
I think that's good.
All right, be part of the conversation. Call in or send in your messages. The number to call is 0700-123-885-885. To WhatsApp us, you can do that on 0915-410-2885. We're still talking the secrets to successful investments. Tito's still in the building. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Welcome back. Last legs of Your Money and You. It's been an absolutely enlightening episode tonight.
Learning a whole lot about successful investments, the secrets indeed.
So how to invest in stocks, what stocks to invest in, what you should look out for. And of course, Tito Abumare is the one doing all the, shall we say, expertise advice.
He's our foreign expatriate.
So the mutual fund that is Tito is who I'm going to give my money to. So
exactly. I like the fact that we think alike.
You know, so there's no need to.
You're the one we are giving money to invest.
So before you go, I'll give you 500 naira.
Okay.
So you
start with that.
I'm expecting by next week at least 1,000 TD.
I hope 50 is enough. I'm expecting 700.
All right. So it's all about secrets to successful investments. The rules you should follow, which companies or stock you should invest in. If it's risky to pick out your own stocks or get professionals to do it for you. All right. So we're asking all those questions and more. If you want to ask Tito any questions on this particular topic, you can call us or send in your messages 0700-123-885-885 or send a WhatsApp message to 0915-410-2885.
So one question I have is, should I prioritize investing for retirement over investing for non-retirement funds?
What does that even mean, though?
Whether you should be putting money aside and investing for, you know, the point in your life when you are no longer working.
Pension.
Exactly.
Yeah,
pension,
like, more or less. Personal pension.
So, pension. Because lots of people, even when they do have a pension that meets their needs, you know, something else on the side is always nice to have. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah. So should you be investing for your retirement, you know, for that part, that time in your life? Or should you just be investing for flexing and for lao lao so that, you know,
I like that lao lao.
What does that mean? I was about to ask.
You just having random fun, random. No holds barred. You know, money's not an option. Money's not an issue.
You can do both, and it depends. That's another one of those things that it depends on the individual. And there are different asset classes. Real estate is an asset class. So you can have like property, you know, that's one of your investments. You can have stocks, that's one of your investments. You could have commodities, that's one of your investments. So maybe that real estate could be your retirement plan. So that once you retire, you know, you've been saving throughout your career, you've been building the house has been built. So you now retire 10, 15 years after, and then your income is from the rent that whoever is living in that house. Whereas maybe your stocks or your other investments are bringing in, you know, money. Or like, if someone were to adopt that strategy today, now you're still in your 30s, for example. So your strategy would be that the property will pay for, you know, my retirement, my expenses, my groceries, whatever, when I retire. But all these stocks and all these commodities and all these mutual funds I'm doing now is for flexing. It's for what to pay for, you know, the wedding,
the trips to Paris,
you know, Seychelles, you know, school fees, you know.
So Olivia likes that Seychelles.
Why? I mean, ladies love traveling.
But then the school fees part also very important, because school fees these days, it's, if you pay it, maybe you have to graduate in that lottery school, because I don't understand.
Well, people are actually paying or augmenting school fees with some of their investments. It happens. So you could run both simultaneously, you know, be investing for the now or the short term, and investing for the long term as well. Depends on the individual. It's not a matter of which is better, but it's always good to have a long-term strategy and to always plan for retirement, because you don't want to get to that point in your life and, you know, be dependent or, you know, just not... Why have it up in the air when you can plan for it now? This is the way I see it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Now, so Tito, we want to wrap this up now, but let's do a recap.
Sure.
Right from the beginning.
Okay.
All right. To the end. What exactly are these investments? How can people go about it? You've told us the 1, 2, 3 steps to take, how to look out for stock and company, what to look out for, understanding the kind of investor that you are. So like me, investor.
I'm also not a risk taker.
Get in, get out. All right. Yeah. So, you know, so let's talk about that. Let's do it a nice little package for everyone listening.
So essentially, in summary, the rules that you should follow, first of all, educate yourself. Google is there for you. Pick a strategy, stick to the strategy if you can, and what else? Save money. I'll just leave you with those three. Save money, educate yourself, pick a plan and stick to a plan. With regards to picking stocks, if you are a beginner, if you've never invested in the stock market before, I recommend, you know, going with a mutual fund. There are some really good fund administrators out there. You can Google them. You can ask a friend or ask people. We all have people around us who are into these things. So ask them which one they use and if they recommend it. Do that in terms of if you are starting. If you actually now want to, if you're a bit advanced and you want to pick stocks, just know what works for you. Think long term. Start small. So yeah, know what works for you. Think long term. Start small. And understand that as time goes on, you keep on learning and you keep on, you know, being able to... The more you learn, the more risks you'll be willing to take. And then on a final note, think long term. Like I said, think about retirement. Think about your why. Anything you do, start with why. Why are you investing this money? Why are you investing in this particular thing or in this particular stock? Is it because you want to use it to pay for a holiday next year? Do you want to use the money you're investing or the profits from it to have a big birthday party, you know, in a couple of years' time? Understand your why. So yeah, those are the few things I'm going to close it on. And yeah, for anything else that you want to learn that I haven't said, YouTube is there for you.
All right.
Just search for Tito Abumero on YouTube.
Please, on YouTube, Tito Abumero, that's TitoAbumere. On Instagram, he's at Eniola Tito.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Tito, for coming through once again.
Thank you, Tito.
All right, our finance superhero, Tito.
Yes, kill him.
Thank you so much.
I'll collect your money after the show.
Yes, there's a 5-ish. But wait, I want to use 59 instead of 5-ish. I'll give you 450.
No,
I'll give him 250.
And then my fee is like 200. So, let me just hold this
for
200 now. That's small thing now.
All right, Your Money and You, we're wrapping it up on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. We do this every Thursday at 4:15 all the way to 5. Okay, giving you all those hints and tips to keep you financially strong and healthy.
Keep it good, because 2021, nobody wants to play. Everybody wants to blow.
We bringing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
We bringing it. All right, I'll tell you what else we're bringing.
We bring your money too.
No, not that money.
Which
no.
one?
What else are we bringing? Excitement.
Yeah, we always bring excitement on 88.5 UFM. I still know how they were going.
You haven't heard they were going.
Yeah, and they say I'm not a true Lagosian because I've not had it.
You know, when you have, you know, they were going with, you know, hot, soft agege bread.
Do you know the funny thing?
You know, that when you press the bread goes, you know that bread. That, you know that guy. Femi knows what I'm talking about.
She said that when I told him that, so you mean I'm not a Lagosian, he said, well, I don't make the rules. I'm like, what? What?
All right, more great content, more great music coming your way. Westy and TJ still in the building, doing all we can to make you feel good inside.
All the time.
All right, so Tito will say something about Trey Songz.
Yep.
All right, say ah.
88.5 UFM. Happy radio. Yeah, happy people. We make you happy, happy. For happy people.